And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk senior Kayla Rodman, who recently accepted an invitation to participate in the 2024 Iowa Shrine Bowl All-Star Football Classic. Kayla, first of all, congratulations. What does it mean to you to be selected for this 52nd annual event?
It means a ton to me, and I'm super excited. I don't have plans to play at the next level. So for me, this is just another opportunity to throw on the pads and kind of go out there and just run around and have fun with a lot of dudes who play football and love it just like I do. So it means a ton to me, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
So playing at the next level, was that something you took a long look at or not?
Growing up, every kid wants to play at the next level, but as I started to grow up more and realize that, I kind of just realized that is something that I love, and football will always be a staple and a huge part of my life. But I don't think it's something that I want to do at the next level. I want to pursue education and engineering, and I want to kind of go after that rather than staying with football. But it definitely is a huge part of my life, and I'll always love watching college and love watching NFL and try to join some intramurals next year for flag football or something. But I did take a look at playing after high school, but not a huge look.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned engineering. Are you going to Iowa State?
I'm going to Iowa for biomedical. My older sister graduating in May, and she's going to kind of help me. She's going to kind of show me the reins and kind of just take me through the process that she went through, because she's going to medical school next year, and she got her. She's getting her degrees in biomedical engineering, which is what I want to do too.
That's awesome. Now, you had a big senior year for Norwalk as a receiver, defensive back, and kicker. You were just short of 60 catches and 1,000-yard receiving, 12 touchdowns, second-team All-State, and, you know, those are just the numbers. What were some of the highlights you'll remember about your senior year of football and your career?
Definitely, my biggest memories are definitely going to come from practice. I mean, one that really stands out was we had this day, it was probably in August. It was, I think, maybe before our first game even. It was just downpouring, and we were out there. We were all taking our shirts off, and we were just getting rowdy. And then we ended up moving inside, and our coaches were just making a lot of jokes. And it was just one of those days that, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't really that important of a practice or day. But it's going to go down as one of my favorite practices ever. And for an in-game moment, getting the Warcat trophy this year was huge, because this is my third year playing on varsity, and we lost the other two times to Carlisle, so we didn't get the Warcat trophy. But this year, going out and kind of a new team, we had a lot of kids graduate last year, new team, first game, so this was kind of our first test, and a trophy on the line. It was a big game, and we won that. It was just a thrill, and it was super exhilarating to get out of there with a win.
Now this year, you played offense and defense for Norwalk. Do you know where you'll play in the Shrine Bowl? Will that be determined later?
I think I'll probably play offense. Not that great at defense. Offense is definitely more of my area that I'm comfortable with, and I've been doing that for a lot longer, but I'm willing to play whatever they're going to put me at in the Shrine Bowl, and I'd be cool with kicking too. I don't know if there's kicking in the Shrine Bowl. I think there is, but I'd be cool if I kicked too.
I think they do have kickers in the Shrine Bowl. Yeah, that'd be something for you to do as well. Now, playing both ways, that was kind of something new. Norwalk hadn't done that in a while, and then had some two-way starters out this year, so you didn't really come off the field a whole lot. Did you and some of the other guys, you know, really enjoy that, being out there a little bit more?
Yeah, being out there, I mean, every play that you get is just another opportunity to do something, another opportunity to have fun. So I love the opportunity to go and play more of the game. I will say, though, first game, Carlisle, I started cramping so bad, like midway through the third quarter, and that I really realized that I wasn't going to be able to keep playing both ways if I didn't. I needed to start hydrating and eating better and conditioning more. And after that, we kind of had a talk with our coach, and Coach P was always on the, like, we're going to have a couple guys play both ways, and we need these guys to be in shape, hydrated. But after that, we kind of started team conditioning more and making sure we were all hydrating outside, and more of like a player to player, kind of keeping everybody accountable. So I think there was five or six of us that played both ways, and between all of us, we would rotate between like going to defensive film one day, offensive film one day, and two of the other guys who played were receivers and DBs too. So it's kind of nice that I had other people, because it was pretty difficult to figure out like, what should we do this day, or what should we do this day sometimes? But having two other guys to help make decisions, and Eli Robbins and Tim Corselman, was super nice. And being two of my really good friends, too, it made it super, super fun to always have those guys out there with me.
Right, and I think a lot of guys were cramping out there in those first couple of weeks. It was pretty hot.
Yeah, for sure. It was bad.
So again, we're talking with Norwalk senior Kayler Rodman, who's going to play in the 2024 Shrine Bowl for the South squad. The All-Star game will be held on July 20th at the Unidome. You'll be in Cedar Falls most of that week for practices, activities. You're going to spend some time with the children from the Shriners hospitals as well. Just what are some of the things you're really looking forward to the most about that week?
Probably just hanging out with guys from all over the state. I have a buddy who played in the Shrine Bowl three years ago, Ethan Carlson. He went to Norwalk and he played in the Shrine Bowl a couple years ago. And I was asking him about it, and he was telling me it's like for fun. He said he was playing ping pong against Cooper DeJean and like a bunch of guys who are making big, big statements in Division I football now. So just hanging out with guys who are going on to the next level and just hanging out with a bunch of, I don't know, I think I'm just going to have a lot of fun hanging out with everybody in the week leading up to it. And I'm super excited for the football, but I'm also really, really excited for the extracurriculars, like just hanging out, playing ping pong, maybe chewing pool or something, all those kind of things.
So I got to ask, how did Ethan come out in that ping pong against Cooper DeJean?
From Ethan himself, I'm quoting Ethan, that he was whooping him every game.
Okay, that'd be pretty impressive. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I trust Ethan, but Cooper DeJean is too, so, you know. I don't know. Ethan is pretty good at ping pong, though. I've seen him do some dividends against some good ping pong players.
Okay. You know, Cooper does a lot of the sports well. Maybe ping pong's just not his game.
Maybe not. Maybe that's his downfall.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about, you know, people that you've talked to. You know, I think Maddox Borcherding Johnson played in the game maybe last year. Did you talk to him as well about it?
I talked a little bit to Maddox, and I talked a little bit to Dylan Reck, too. And they both told me that it's a great experience and that I definitely needed to commit to it and do it. And it's worth taking the week, and it's worth spending the time up there because it's just an experience that is super, super unique. And even though it's football like I've played my whole life, it's way, way different than just regulated high school football. Like, I get to spend a week with all these guys and then get to know them really well. So I talked to them, and they definitely gave me their thoughts and their opinions. And every opinion that I've gotten has all followed the course of you need to do it, and it's something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life and cherish.
Well, Kayler, I just got one more question for you. Just, you know, what kind of goals do you have maybe for that game, and what's it going to be like to represent Norwalk out there one last time on the football field?
Goals-wise, I don't know. I'm kind of just going in hoping to have fun. I'd love to have a big game. That'd be pretty cool. But as long as I go in and have fun, I just want to make a lot of friends there and meet some new people because I love meeting new people. So just meet a lot of new people, make some new friends, and then on the football field, I think getting a touchdown in that game would be pretty cool. So I'll go for a touchdown, and representing Norwalk is huge. It's everything to me, being able to go out there and show that, kind of put us on the map a little bit more. I mean, we've had guys playing in this for a couple of years now, so I want to keep the streak alive. And Ethan won the MVP of the South team when he played for offense, so maybe hold myself to a standard that is going to represent and reflect how my team plays. So that'd be pretty cool to do.
Yeah, and who's going to be slinging it to you out there for the South?
I really have no idea. I think I'll figure that out on Wednesday, but I don't really have any speculations or anything, so I'm kind of excited to figure out.
Well, Kayler, congratulations again, and thanks a lot for your time here, and it'll be a few months away yet, but have a good time in Cedar Falls.
I will. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.